Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for today from Ezekiel, chapter 33, beginning at verse 7. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel, so hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you wicked person, you will surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade them from their ways, that wicked person will die for their sin, and I will hold you accountable for their blood. But if you do warn the wicked person to turn from their ways, and they do not do so, they will die for their sin, though you yourself will be saved. Son of man, say to the Israelites, this is what you are saying. Our offenses and sins weigh us down, and we are wasting away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. Turn from your evil ways. Why will you die, people of Israel? This is God's word. We pray. Direct us now, gracious Lord, to hear aright your holy word, assist your minister to preach, and let the Holy Spirit teach, and let eternal life be found by all who hear the gospel sound. Amen. There is something about having a child that changes your perspective on the world. Before we had our first son, Isaiah, I drove in the cities. I didn't have any problems with traffic. But that first night home from the hospital, it was white knuckle driving with my son in the back seat. I realized I wasn't just driving for me or for me and my wife, but now there's this precious child in the back. I'm not just here for me, but now I'm here for them. I also learned that lesson later on that week. I'm embarrassed to say this, but when we were first married, we had that child, I thought I could say to my wife, you know that diaper changing thing? That's your department. Of course, I didn't say it that way, and of course it was coming from a heart that was saying, my stomach's really kind of squeamish. I don't think I could take it. So anyway, I said that to her, and she was awesome. She was like, okay, and she did. And I watched her take care of our son. I watched her tired and worn out from her hospital stay and giving birth to this child. I watched her get up. I felt her get up in the middle of the night. And I think it was the second night that we were home. She gave me the elbow and said, could you please change him? So I got up because I recognized how much she had gone through. Got up and I put my son on the changing table, and it was the worst diaper I have ever seen. And then suddenly, okay, I can do this. I can change his diaper. And go again, you learn you're not made for you. You're made for them. You're their parent now. They are entrusted. That's what you're there for. You're there to care for them, not just physically, but also spiritually, as you share God's word. As you went through, if you've gone to the book club on Sunday night, looking through the book of vocation, if you read that book, if you thought about this concept of vocation, you recognize that God puts you on this earth for others. In all of the vocations and callings, it's not just for you. It's for them. Like a farmer plants seed and produces a crop, it produces a product of milk. It's not just for them, it is for, not just for them individually, but for the world. Police officer, nurses, doctors, not just for them, it's for you. It's for others. And the same is true when it comes to the Word of God. The Word of God isn't just for you, it's also for them. In fact, God made you to speak his word to them. That's the unexpected truth that we have today. Ezekiel was living in Babylon during the time that the people of Judah were carried off into Babylon into exile. He was a priest. He was a man without a seemingly without a vocation. He didn't have a temple to serve in, but God called him and says, I am making you a watchman. A watchman in the Old Testament was someone who was standing there. He was part of the communication process. If there was news to be shared with the city, the watchman was the one who was part of that communication process. The messenger is coming, running from far away, saying, the enemy is coming, the enemy is coming, get ready, get ready. The watchman has to go and warn the rest of the city and say, the enemy is coming, get ready, get ready. Or if there's good news, you know, the battle has been won, we're victorious, well, then he announces that also to the city. He is part of the communication process. Now, Ezekiel was called to do that, and in our text for today, it is right after the fall of Jerusalem. The temple where Ezekiel wanted to serve was destroyed. And God comes to Ezekiel and says, I made you a watchman for the people of Israel. He reestablishes, resets Ezekiel and says, nope, you're still going to be my watchman. You still have this job of speaking my word to others. Do you ever wonder why God doesn't speak from Mount Sinai? Why he doesn't just thunder all the time? Why doesn't he just speak to us directly? Why does he send us other people to share God's word with us? Do you ever consider that God speaking from Mount Sinai or speaking directly is a very rare thing? That throughout all of history, God has had this vocation, not just of prophets, but of people speaking the word to others. The word isn't just for you, it's also for them. As you consider the vocations that God has placed you in, parent, child, employer, employee, so on and so forth, you are called to serve others. You're God's hands in this world and in this society, but you're also God's voice. It isn't just the pastor's job to share God's word, to warn. It isn't just the teacher's job to share God's word, to warn and to comfort. It isn't the Sunday school teacher's job just to warn, to share God's word, to warn and to comfort. We have his word to share and to comfort. And you would think, God, I'm not very good at this. I'm not very good sitting my family around the table. I'm scared to open the Bible and read it with my kids or to pray in front of my children. Why don't you send someone else? And God says to you and to me, I made you for them. I will give you the word to speak. And he does. Last, I don't know, 2 weeks or so now, my mom's health went down fast. She passed away last Tuesday. Our funeral was yesterday. So there was a lot of opportunities for me to be a receiving organ as people shared his word with me. Now, I think I'm one of the minority of pastors who actually appreciate sitting in the pew and listen to another pastor preach, not because I'm sitting there judging whether I like their style or not, or whether I would have made that point that they had made, but I like to sit in the pew because I know for that moment, whether I like how they're saying it or whether I'm critiquing all the little ticks that they're doing, I know that God in that moment has had that person there to speak his word to me. And after the last 2 weeks of hearing people speak God's word to me, let me tell you, it's awesome. Because you know a lot of the things that they're saying. But you recognize God has called them to speak this word to you. God made them for you. To share, to be a part of this communication process. To share with you the comfort that comes from his word. And God uses that. Awkward as it might be, he uses that to create and strengthen faith. Because at the end of the day, God cares. God cares, right? You see that in our text when he gives that warning. That if there's somebody and you don't warn them, Ezekiel, I'm going to hold you accountable. They're going to die for their sin, but I'm holding you accountable. Why does God say that? Why is God being so scorched earth and saying he's willing to take out the people, the communication process? Because he cares. Because it's not about the warning, it's about the comfort that comes after the warning. The good news of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, of forgiveness that comes through him, that God wants to share with the world. And so he doesn't care if you're one of the 99. He is going after the one. He cares about wicked people. He cares about you. He cares about me. So he will bring people into their lives to share his word. Warning, yes, but also comfort. I think there's a lesson there for us to learn, because sometimes we think of God's word as some sort of academic exercise. If people just knew the word, if they were smart like me, they would do the things that I do. They would come to church. They would receive the Lord's Supper. If they just knew that information in a Otherwise, they're just plain stupid. God cares. And he is using his word. And his word works through clay vessels like you and I. His word works to work faith and strengthen faith. Our problem is oftentimes we just don't care. We're not patient. We don't really want the wicked people to be saved. We just want to be right. God cares. And that's why when he says to Ezekiel, go to these Israelites, go to these wicked people, you got to warn them. But he's telling Ezekiel, this is exactly how they're feeling in their hearts. He says, say to them, as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. Turn from your evil ways. Why will you die, O house of Israel? You see here a God who is dependent on his word to turn them. He's not dependent on his intelligence. He's not dependent on his power. He's dependent on his word. Turn from your evil ways. There is a God who has faith, trust that his word will work, will come from people who care, who share his word with others. God made you for them. We can't talk about this without talking about Jesus. Because Jesus there in his incarnation, that little baby in Bethlehem, the 33-year-old who is standing there at the Jordan River, God says to that 33-year-old, I made you for them. That you would live a perfect life, that you would speak my word, that you would die for the wicked, and that your death would pay for all of their sins. God made Christ for them, for us, because we are sinners who think it's somebody else's job, who don't really truly care. And he died for us, takes our sins away, and creates a new heart inside of us that does care. Because it isn't our heart. It is the heart of Christ who's still calling out in 2026, turn from your evil way. I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. God still makes people for other people. Still is creating that communication chain. That God's word would be spoken to you and that you would also speak it to others. God made us for each other. God made us for them. Amen.